Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, King Chitraketu Meets the Lord, Text Number 5. Pandu Gyat Yari Madhyasta Vidrodasina Udvisha Vidvisha Sarva Eva Sarvesham Bhavanti Kramasho Mitaha. Bandhu, friends. Kyati, family members. Ari, enemies. Madhyastha, neutrals. Mitra, well-wishers. Udasina, indifferent. Vidvisha, or envious persons. Sarve, all. Eva, indeed. He, certainly. Sarvesham, of all. Bhavanti, become. Kramasha, gradually. Mitaha, of one another. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this material world, which advances like a river that carries away the living entity, all people become friends, relatives, and enemies in due course of time. They also act neutrally, they meditate, or mediate, they despise one another, and they act in many other relationships. Nonetheless, despite these various transactions, no one is permanently related. Purport. In our practical experience in this material world, that the same person who is one's friend today becomes one's enemy tomorrow. Our relationships as friends or enemies, family men or outsiders, are actually the result of our different dealings. Chitraketu Maharaj was lamenting for his son, who is now dead, but he could have considered the situation otherwise. This living entity, he could have thought, was my enemy in my last life, and now having appeared as my son, he is prematurely leaving just to give me pain and agony. Why should he not consider his dead son his former enemy, and instead of lamenting, be jubilant because of an enemy's death? As said in the Bhagavad Gita 3:27, Prakrite Kriyamanani Kunai Karmani Sarvashaha. Factually, everything is happening because of our association with the modes of material nature. Therefore, one who is my friend today, in association with the mode of goodness, may be my enemy tomorrow in association with the modes of passion and ignorance. As the modes of material nature work, an illusion, we accept others as friends, enemies, sons, or fathers in terms of the reactions of different dealings under the different circumstances. So the text again. In this material world, which advances like a river that carries away the living entity, all people become friends, relatives, and enemies in due course of time. They also act neutrally, they mediate, they despise one another, and they act in many other relationships. Nonetheless, despite these various transactions, no one is permanently related. As we know, the basic principle of the Bhagavad Gita is two basic principles. One is that we're not this body. We're eternal servants of Krishna. And that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everything that applies therein. And everything else in Bhagavad Gita is more or less a explanation of these two conceptions. Now in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes statements like in the sixth chapter, jnana vijnana triptatma kutastha vijitendriya yukti sthite yogi samalostrasma kankshana. That jnana means we're getting theoretical knowledge, that we're not this body, etc. But there's a difference between that and vijnana, realized knowledge. Unless we assimilate the knowledge we're obtaining and see it in a certain perspective that allows us to act in such a way as that we get realization, then the knowledge remains simply in the theoretical level and doesn't really bestow any realization. So therefore, knowledge is meant to be assimilated, seen properly, applied in one's life in such a way as that one becomes conscious of Krishna. And then one can see things as they really are, rather than just theorize or imagine or whatever else. So jnana, vijnana, tripta. Tripta means satisfaction. Tripta-atma, a satisfied soul. So the aim of Krishna consciousness is to become happy, is to become satisfied. Unless we're becoming happy and satisfied, then we are not really approaching the Absolute Truth, because the Absolute Truth is completely happy and satisfied. Kutastha vijitendriyaha. And it comes about by utilizing the senses in the service of Krishna, which include the mind. So the mind has to be thinking about Krishna, either on the battlefield Kurukshetra speaking to Arjuna, or in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. And the senses should be engaged in the activities as explained in the 64 primary activities of devotional service by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī in his Nectar of Devotion. Especially in chanting Hare Krishna, hearing about Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, Bhagavad Gita, worshipping the deities, creating a holy place or living in one, creating a holy place by preaching, and associating with the devotees in the mood of service. So, by engaging the senses and mind in Krishna's service, then one gets gradually realization. And what is that realization? Samalostrasma kankshana. That one can see with an equal vision a pebble, stone, or a piece of gold. In other words, rather than seeing it as a source of gain or a loss, one should see it as Krishna's property. Then one can advance further, just like Brahma, Buddha, Prasanatma, Nishoshiti, Nakangshiti. Generally, everyone is just hankering, lamenting in the material world. And therefore, we don't see everyone equally. Well, first of all, we're hankering, lamenting. We're hankering for gold and lamenting that we're getting iron or we're getting a piece of stone. And because of that, we don't see everyone equally. We see everyone as a potential to give us something or to take something away, either gross or subtle. Certainly if someone takes something from us, we become disturbed. But even if one subtly criticizes oneself, one even becomes disturbed because they're taking away my prestige. Or if someone praises me, they're giving me prestige and they become my friend, as different from my enemy who's criticizing me. And when one comes over that one is equal, free from the duality, then one can see Sarin Mitya Udasina, Madhyastadvesha Bandishu, Sadushva Pichapapeshu, Samabhudhir Vishishate. Person who's further advanced can see everyone, the honest well-wisher, the friends and enemies, the mediator, the indifferent and impartial, the sinful and the pious, all with an equal vision, that everyone is actually a spiritual soul. Better to go over. Don't snap fingers. Sees everyone with a equal vision. Vidya vanaya sambhane brahmani gavihastini shuni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshana. the humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision the learned and gentle Brahman, the cow, the elephant, and the dog eater. So this is our goal. What is our goal? To see everyone as Krishna's servant, and to see Krishna in everyone's heart, so that we understand that Krishna is controlling everything, including everyone. Then one can easily serve Krishna spontaneously all the time. Of course, one's vision will also change, because everything will become exactly like Krishna, the same quality as Krishna. Everything will become very attractive and lovable. So one doesn't have to try to serve everyone equally, because one will feel everyone is equal on the same absolute platform. But for now, we're trying to understand things and then see it, try to see it practically with our intelligence so we can apply it in a practical way. For instance, it's good we can go out and book distribution, but then we should see the people that we're distributing books to as Krishna's eternal servants, and that we're trying to remind them of their relationship with Krishna, not see them as potential sources of income or another book point. We can imagine that we're great deliverers and collecting book points to show everyone, see my trophy, see how many people I save today. Or we can see ourselves as instrument for Krishna, trying to serve Krishna and the acharyas by serving these people, by assisting them in reviving their relation with Krishna. So with developing a service attitude, then one is able to see things properly. But if we have any other mentality, that will simply cover over the reality of the situation and not allow us to actually develop in the proper way our Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Krishna is always arranging the material world in such a way as to inspire us for achieving Him and frustrating us when we're trying to achieve something else. Of course, whatever we do, we're always imagining that we're doing it in the best possible intentions, not realizing actually what the best possible intentions are and how to achieve them. But that takes some practice. But here particularly, we find Chitraketu is lamenting, and I imagine our acharyas are saying that in the previous lifetime, this particular child, the soul in this particular child's body, was an enemy of the king, and they fought with each other. Chitraketu killed him, and the king wanted some revenge, so he took birth as his son, Harsha Marsha. Just so that he could die and cause pain to the king. So the king was lamenting that his enemy was killed, but if he understood things properly, he would rejoice that this person has come to take birth to cause me pain, and by good fortune he's been killed. So everything depends upon perspective. Understanding things properly will determine where our consciousness goes, whether it goes to Krishna consciousness or it goes to some other kind of consciousness. So these classes are not meant to simply be entertainment times. It's meant to try to give us some perspective on what's going on so that we can practically apply this knowledge within our daily activities of Krishna consciousness, and therefore please Krishna and get His mercy so these things gradually become experienced and realized. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments? Yes.
I have one question. In the purport was said that if you're in the mode of ignorance and passion, you see as an enemy, or if you're in mode of goodness, you see as a friend. Can be also that if you're in the mode of ignorance and passion, that you see somebody as your friend and vice versa. So,
yeah, of course. In modes of ignorance and passion, you make friends with people because you have a common enemy. The enemies of my enemies are my friends. Whole countries have that mentality. that because you're the enemy of my enemy, therefore you must be my friend, at least while we're fighting our common enemy. So that's ignorance and passion. But generally, if one is in goodness, one will have more of a tendency to see others favorably than if one is in ignorance and passion. Anything
Thank
else?
You.
It's nice being here. Thank you very much. We hope to see you again soon. Of course, this material world goes on very quickly, especially Kali Yuga. So we hope we're trying to do something to at least there's some devotees trying to organize Slovenia Yatra, or at least Ljubljana Temple, in a more systematic way. So we hope they're successful so that everyone sees, we understand what our mission is and how to achieve it to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our acharyas, and we're able to know how to apply these things more specifically in our own lives and encourage others to take up the process and apply it in their lives too. So we hope this successfully goes on so everything becomes clear enough so we can easily present Krishna consciousness to others in a way that they can appreciate, and therefore their Krishna consciousness will grow, and therefore our movement will grow. We shouldn't forget that the aim of our movement is not just to distribute books or going Harinam or any specifically get people to come to some program. It's to actually develop people to the highest character possible so that they become qualified to associate with Krishna and his eternal associates.